Hi, I'm Chuki. Geshe Gelet Geshe-la will be coming in just a couple of minutes. And for those of you who are here for the first time, I just wanted to explain a little bit about what to expect. When Geshe-la comes in, we all stand out of respect for the teachings. And some of us will make prostrations, but don't feel at all like you need to do that. It's completely your choice. We ask if you have anything that might make noise, you know, a phone or alarm or something, if you put it on mute or turn it off. And we'll say a few prayers at the beginning using the gold prayer books. If you're on a cushion, they're in front of you. If you're in a chair, they're behind you on the back of your seat. And on the pews, they're at the end of the pews, so you might want to get a prayer book out if you need it. I think that's about it. We just sit quietly for a minute. Geshe-la should be coming in. Okay, so if you turn to page 183, we'll start with the Shakyamuni mantra that's at the bottom of the page, and we'll say that three times. Taya ta
mune
mune
maha
munaye soha. Taya ta mune mune
maha
munaye soha. Turn to page 34, and we'll read the four immeasurables in English. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. And then if you turn the page, on the bottom of page 37, where it says the Four Immeasurables chanting version, we'll do that in Tibetan. Sam Chen Tom Che De Wadang Che mantras we'll do, Tenrezig's mantra we'll do 8 times, and Green Tar's mantra we'll do 7.
Om Mani Padme Ho. Om Tai Tu Tai Tu Re Soha. Om Tai Chu Tai Chu Re So Ho Ha. Om Tai Chu Tai Chu Re So 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 Ha.
There's an announcement for you. Good morning. My name is Sandy Carlson, and today I'm wearing my IGC hat. That's the Inspiring Generosity Committee. And this is Susan Potter. And Jesse Gellick frequently reminds us that this is our center. One way to demonstrate how true that is to reflect on the importance of each of us being here today. The only reason to have the center is for people to come to. So thank you for being here. While our sustainer campaign will continue, today is the final day of our annual appeal fundraising effort. And through this campaign, we have had the opportunity to be generous to the center in order to help ourselves and others have a place to learn these incredibly important teachings of the Buddha.
In fact, many, many of you have contributed to this annual appeal. There has been $131,000 committed either through actual contributions that we've received so far or through monthly sustainer contributions that will be ongoing and collected through the rest of the year. So thank you all very, very much. We have added 7 new monthly sustainers through this campaign, so we have a total of 80 people who make a monthly commitment. We've added $300 per month, bringing us to a little over $6,000 before we were under $6,000, which we anticipate will bring in $73,000, and then one-time donations. We had 61 people make one-time donations during this two-month drive for a total of $36,426, give or take a dollar or so. We additionally had $13,000 in stocks donated from 2 donors, and we had several different people contribute to challenges. The challenges were both met, so we had an extra $6,000 that was donated because of the challenges. So all of this came to $131,000.
Yay!
So good.
Thanks to several anonymous donors, today we're passing out a crisp dollar bill to each of you. If you need this dollar, please see it as a thank you for being here and use it as you need. If you'd like to practice generosity and make a karmic connection to Kadampa Center, please donate this dollar to the center as you leave. Then you can share in the merit of keeping the center flourishing so that many people can learn these important techniques of working with our minds. Practicing generosity helps create the necessary fuel for all of our practices, ultimately leading to the greatest happiness, enlightenment.
So you can see we've got people here to pass out these, what we're calling Dharma dollars. And when I was handed this envelope of dollars this morning, I won't tell you what my first comment was, because it was not sort of one of those generous outgoing things. So I've still got some work to do. But thank you all for being here. Please use the Dharma dollar in whatever way is best for you. Kadampa Center exists only because of and on behalf of each one of us. It's not just us and them, it's we. We are only we. So we'll pass these out, and the children, or everybody's going to get a dollar. So great. Just take seconds. Yeah. Just, yeah, there you go.
Yep.
Oh,
these are
kids.
Okay.
I'm going to
do
that.
Okay, I got my
$2
for candies.
$2. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for all you do.
Thank you. You are welcome. Oh, good.
Okay, and the children now can head on to class.
Or again, if you choose to keep a dollar and spend it on something else, enjoy. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you very much. I'm going to buy candy. Oh, yes. Good morning. So we'll begin Dr. Brown, you know, from the one of the previous director of Kadamba Center, suggests, I think this is very good suggestion or advice. So please, people, take a minute. So would you mind to introduce to each other? Please, maybe take a minute and introduce to each other. So Dr. Brown suggests, I think that's very good suggestions. No. What is it? Good idea? Yeah. Thank you very much. Thank you. So maybe we'll begin with short meditations. Okay, begin short meditations. So last Sunday I read something from Mother Teresa. So then I don't remember all the words. No, I miss maybe one line out of 5 line or 6 line. I miss one, so I want to, you know, read again here. This is also related to the meditation. Okay, so. I try to memorize this. So. Some of you may think, oh, this is the Buddhist monk reading Mother Teresa. So it doesn't matter, you know, so long as what we need help. Doesn't matter where it comes from, but Mother Teresa, doesn't matter. So, you know, she is perfectly qualified to talk about prayer. She's perfectly qualified to talk about meditation. She's perfectly qualified to talk about service. We all could learn, including myself, we could learn something from Mother Teresa. Oh? So she is the symbol of love. Symbol of love. So I think somebody asked Mother Teresa business card. Business card? This is Mother Teresa business card. So try to memorize it. Did I miss one line last Sunday? So I brought the book here. And then somebody asked Mother Teresa business card. It took a long time. Then Mother finally wrote, this is her business card. No telephone number. No telephone number. No email. Not, you know. What she say, you know, so... The fruit of silence is prayer. I said that, you know, so last Sunday, so kind of remember by heart. In the second line, that's what I missed. You know. The fruit of silence is prayer. You know, this is really, really important, really important. It's carrying something, something. This word is carrying something significant, significance. That could help us. The fruit of silence is prayer. So first, let me read this, all this. Five lines. There's five lines. The second one's called the fruit of prayer is faith. The fruit of prayer is faith. Third line: the fruit of faith is love. Fruit of faith. It's love. It's not the hatred, it's love. The fruit of faith is not the divisions. Oh, this is very, very important. The fruit of faith doesn't say Christian faith, Buddhist faith, it just says faith. Fruit of faith is love. The line four, the fruit of love is service. She is well qualified to talk about service, no? That's what she did whole her life. Then the last one, the fruit of service, peace. That's how the peace can be reached. That's how the peace can be reached. This is Mother Teresa's business card. So now this, the first line, fruit of silence is prayer. So next 5 minutes, we are going to be silent. We're trying to reach. It's kind of like the destination. Silence kind of destinations. We need to reach there. We need to reach. How to reach? Probably many different methods. So that's why meditation comes in. Meditation, so is another technique that could lead you to that silent. Silent state, state of silence, silent state. You know how to reach that silent state. Once you reach there, you don't have to say a word. Itself is prayer. Itself is prayer. So. Silence, no silence. What needs to be silent? What needs to be silent? Questions: what needs to be silent? Not the body. There's nothing to silence the body. No, the body doesn't make noise. Body doesn't make noise. Sometimes it does make noise, but that noise is compared to noise here. That noise is nothing. Noise here is much more difficult. This noise is no. This is the kind of noise the physical body makes. Easy to silence them, no? But noise here. How to reach that silent state? So there's thought, in our thought, there are some thought are, you know, good thought. So those thought does not need to be silent. No, those thoughts, we need to allow them to talk. If they become louder, that's good news. There's nothing wrong. Another thought, disturbing thought. those thoughts, if they become louder, life becomes miserable. Life becomes miserable. So therefore, those thoughts need to be mute. Huh? Sorry. Mute or maybe weaken or silent. No? Through meditation. So that's how you reach to the silent state. We have to silent, or maybe silent means we have to mute. So good thought does not need to mute. So there's all this, disturbing thoughts, they get louder and louder and louder and louder. So we need to create a remote control for that disturbing thought, how to mute them. So meditation is one of them. So see, the way to reach that silent state, then there's no different technique. People use all kind of different technique. Meditation is one of them. So therefore, no matter how you said it in the word, but it's come down to the same point. Whether you say the fruit of silence is prayer, or whether you say, that's why I've been saying this, power of meditations. All of us, including myself, must understand the power of meditation. Gomtob nyumochua, less disturbing thought. According to yourself, to others, other culture, other tradition, other belief, whatever, So, we need to reach out, this title of this book, Reaching Out in Love. So, she is well qualified to talk about those kind of things, well qualified. So, that's how we to reach out to ourselves in love, reach out in other in love. That's what we do. So there's the whole point of meditation. Power of Gomtob Nyumochima, power of meditation is to reduce, to weaken or to reduce or minimize disturbing thoughts. Those thoughts need to be mute or silent. The life is going to be better off. That's the way to reach in the silent state. When you reach there, then there's profound prayer that Mother said, that's the profound prayer. So we'll spend, 5 minutes, not 5 hours, 5 minutes, just 5 minutes. Next 5 minutes, technique that you can use, you can watch your breath in and out. You can watch your breath out in one, out in two, out in three. You can count. Each time you inhale, you count. You could count that 21 times unmistakably, or you can review. If you have something to review, then this is going to be review meditations. So watching your breath is going to be focused meditations, concentration meditations, same things. If you have reviews, this is very good meditation. If you have something to review, so then you could occupy your mind. Depend on the size of the material that you are reviewing. If the size of material that you are reviewing is quite long, then you could occupy your mind quite long time. So there's temporary benefit right there, occupy your mind with some materials. So then after that, then you can choose certain specific topic, then you can do analytical meditations. There's different types of meditation you can do. So next maybe 5 minutes we'll spend and we all try, to reach in the silent state. So in order to reach there, so those process needs to begin with positive mind. We cannot meditate with disturbing thought. Our meditation is not going to be successful, it's not going to be productive. Therefore, there's suggestion or advice in the text, in the teachings. All the meditation must begin with positive thought. Similarly, all these books, teachings, all here, written in Tibetan, translated from Sanskrit, or most of them translated from Sanskrit into Tibetan, some of them from Pali. but most of them has in the beginning of the book has Sanskrit. All the Tibetan books begin with the Sanskrit, shows where it comes from. Similarly, likewise, all the meditation should begin with positive thoughts. That's what they say. Okay, positive thought. So then, we'll spend next 5 minutes, okay? 5 minutes, next 5 minutes. Oh, before I say read something from the book here there, so I would like to express my gratitude towards Suzanne and Sandy. You know, then there's a lot of other people, you know, who is like doing service according to Mother Teresa. It's all about service, you know. So talking about Mother Teresa, whether you are believer, not believer, practicing spiritual or like practicing religion or not, it's all come down to service. No service, no love. No service, no peace. No love, no service. No service, no peace. No silence, no prayer, no prayer, no faith, no faith, no love, no love. Then no service, no service, no peace. No, that's how Mother related everything. So the service, no service. So the people who donated this money to, you know, this like sounds like Dharma Christmas this morning. Everybody gets some money. So that's donated by somebody, so I don't know who donated it. But it's all here. So all these people, you know, like not just today, year after year, year after year, they are just doing service for the center. It means all the, that means service for all the people who come here, including myself. So doing that, you know, so like voluntarily, deliberately, you know, so they never get any pay. They don't get any pay at all, you know, so they're just doing this with whole heart, you know, with, you know, pure heart service. So, and my job, you know, I come here, mumble. Here, there, you know, it's been doing, I've been mumbling last 15 years, coming here every Sunday, Wednesday. Other than that, I have no clue how a center has been run, you know, how much money been raised, you know, it's all handled by board and all decisions made by, you know, this people like you, you know, they're totally based on, like, service. So something to be, you know, something to rejoice, you know. So therefore I keep saying, you know, this is not my center. Sometimes you may think, oh, this is his center. Or maybe he's getting all this money. Because all this money is being raised, maybe he's becoming rich. No, no. So this is not my center. This is my center, you know. The only thing I have control is teaching. Teaching? It's not really teaching. It's like mainly like Mickey Mouse, blah, blah, blah. That's eye control here. So other than that, so then I do get involved. Whenever they invite teachers from outside, I do get involved. I make sure that they bring someone. So, if, you know, if they're inviting some Tibetan teachers, I want to get involved. Because, you know, that's, I feel like, moral responsibility. So I should not just close my eye. You know, so then I get involved. Other than that, everything run by, totally by voluntaries, people like you. So this is our center. This is not my center. This is our center. This is our spiritual home. So every one of your presence here, center, is makes different, you know. So just want to share and also express my gratitude towards all the people who voluntary, you know, did that for the center, okay? Just want to take this moment just to thank. So then maybe discuss a little bit about Mother Teresa's business card. What do you think? So, I memorized most of it. No, only line that I missed last Sunday is like the second one, the fruit of prayer is faith. I missed that. Then I said all the rest correctly. So now, fruit of silence is prayer. So now, silence. We may have different interpretations, you know, so maybe you understood this line differently. And my understanding of this line, silent, as I mentioned before, you know, silent refers to thought. You know, thought, the sudden thought needs to be silent, otherwise meditation, we can't do meditation, we can't do meditations. According to my knowledge, you have to silence the disturbing thoughts. With disturbing thoughts, you can't do meditations. So now question is, what is silent? What is silent? Or some people say, think nothing. What do you think? Say silent. What is silent? What is silent means? not to talk? That's quite easy. That's not that difficult. It's easy to mute here, but not here. So what is silent? So then think nothing. That is, you know, nice, but how to do? How to do? Yeah, as I mentioned before, if you are sitting there, oh, right now I'm not thinking nothing, but you are still thinking. So that doesn't mean thinking nothing. You are thinking. You are still thinking. Even though you are thinking, I'm thinking nothing. You are still thinking. So see then how to do now. So now the, if that refers to like silent or disturbing thought, then that makes little sense. Yeah, the way, that's the way to do, you know. You can watch your breath, or you can just focus on something positive thoughts. You can just focus on that. Could be love, could be compassion, loving kindness, all kind of things. You can just focus on that. So then your mind is occupied, because nature of the mind, this disturbing thought and positive thought cannot arise simultaneously. Why? That's the nature of mind. Cold and hot cannot exist, coexist. you don't need much logic. That's just natural law, you know. Doesn't need much explanations why they don't coexist. Yeah, because cold and hot. Similarly, positive thought and disturbing thought cannot coexist. So now need to learn how to occupy our mind with positive thought, how to occupy that. So then that's the way to probably silence disturbing thought. Then maybe that's the way to reach the silence. That's maybe what Mother Teresa means. That's how I understood her words. Maybe you have maybe different interpretations of that. Prayer. See, saying prayer, reciting prayer. So I'm very familiar with that because there's like doing that, you know, like not mindfully, but doing that long, long time. So, what is prayer? What is prayer? Is it the word that is in the book? It's more than that. It's not just that. It's more deeper than that. So prayer, so the way I understand the prayer is wish. Wish. Wishing you something good for you. That's prayer. Wishing you to recover soon from your illness. That's prayer. That's wish. That's positive wish. Wishing you to be success in your exam, in your businesses, in your careers, you know, all of the positive thoughts, these are prayers. Or some of them are narrow, some of them are, how is it, narrow? Some of them are broader. So all kind of wish. Buddhist wish, they are like Texas hat. The hat they wear in Texas, size of the hat in Texas, so everything in Texas. Well, that's the Buddhist wish, you know, like big, everything big, big. Some of them are narrow, you know, so there's all kind of different wishes. So then, to say, they have to have word, otherwise how we can say? There's no way we can say. So that's why they put in the paper, piece of paper, then they say, we say prayer. See, actually it's a wish. It's not just word, it's like behind the energy, it's the essence behind the word, it's essence behind the word. It's just word. It's essence behind the word. That's coming from wish, it has to come from heart. See? So therefore, when you reach the silent state, you are silent. That means all the disturbing thought is mute. They are not talking. Reach the silence. So that has to be something. It can be just neutral. It can be just nothingness. You know, it cannot be. The silent state cannot be just nothingness. Then doesn't make sense. You know, doesn't make sense. It has to be something. That has to be something positive. Something positive. That positive, more likely, is going to be not going to be physical. It's going to be mind. Mind has the energy. I don't know how to say. So that is then prayer. That is then mother makes perfect sense for me. It makes perfect sense. Or that is prayer, because that's wish. That silent state is wish. This wish. So then that's prayer. No, it's not something you say. Itself is prayer. So in that regard, you don't have to say prayer. We don't have to say. That's why I keep saying we don't need prayer. If you have compassion in your heart, if you are a loving person, kind person, compassionate person, you don't need religion, you don't need temple, you don't need to say any prayer, you are fine. No? You don't say any prayer. Why? So because all this, you know, religious, you know, to help us to do that. So see, the fruit of silence is prayer. So now what is prayer? It's a wish. It's a positive wish. It's not a negative wish. It's a positive wish. Wishing somebody to fail. That's not prayer. Easy to say. No? So now, the fruit of prayer is faith. Faith, you know, in this, probably in developing country, you know, people kind of fed up. Faith of it. So faith is not just blind belief. No, faith, there's three different types of faith. Wanting to be, see, a long time ago, so we did retreat at Nolan's farm, like Peterborough, Nolan's farm. That retreat, there's one young girl, she came to the retreat. And at the retreat, I tell them, if you generate stress, that's not going to be a retreat. No, you don't have to come to every session. But that's what I told them. You can just enjoy environment, beautiful tree. You can just walk, take a walk. You know, that could be much more effective than just sitting there than feeling miserable, you know. But it's like four sessions a day. So that's what I told them. Then the end of the retreat, you know, they do some kind of survey. I say survey, feedback. So usually I don't go there. I have nothing to really say. So anyway, and then that day I went. So then very interesting that the girl said, you know, she's running, she's jogging. Some say she comes some session, then she, no problem, jogging, that's that long time. She's aiming that, you know, she's thinking about the person that she wants to be, but she's going through so much difficulties. But she don't want to be like that, she wants to be something else. She's just, when she's jogging, she's chasing, it's similar like chasing Buddha, the Ravina pilgrimage, chasing Buddha, but not really chasing Buddha, but chasing somebody she wants to be. That is faith. That is faith, you know? Whether there's another kind of faith. That's not just blind faith. Mundu means want to be something, you know? want to be free from anger because there's so much pain, there's always getting angry, making everybody miserable. I don't like that. I want to be free from anger. So that's a faith. They want to be free from anger, you know? To make yourself distant from anger, that's a faith. It's another faith. So see, also faith in your practice. Say, not having a faith in the doctor, then it makes hard. When you go see the doctor, So there doesn't have to be a prayer book. Doesn't have to be image. Faith in the doctor. No, faith in our practice. Faith in our own mind. They need to go like mother, No mother, no child. In order to have child, it has to have mother. The mother goes before child. Not child goes before mother. That's not the right order, The child is a result. A result of, peace mind, calm mind, all of that. The mother is like faith. Faith is like mother, It has to go before. Otherwise, there will be no child. Heart become like hot desert, nothing will grow. It become like hot desert, nothing grow. So this is important one, okay? The fruit of prayer is faith. So now the fruit of faith is love. So this is one of the critical things, love. So then the fruit of love is service. The fruit of service is peace. So, this is Mother Teresa's business card. I just want to share it with you. The fruit of silence. You could talk based on just one line. You could talk a couple of days. You could talk a couple of days just based on that line. Fruit of silence, prayer. See, now, from this line, what you understand, suffering is much more bigger than I thought, So then eventually you realize, okay, we are all in the same oceans. In that ocean is not calm, it's like wild oceans. The waves are very wild. There's like disturbing thought is considered as a wave in that ocean, disturbing thought. Then the action that produced by disturbing thought, that's also one of, that's another wave. Wild push us right, left, forward, backward, up, down, all the time. See, everybody has problem. So this problem is invisible, disturbing thought. Some problem is when you go to poor country, you see people are not having enough to eat, you know, not enough water, not clean water to drink, not clean air to breathe, you know. So this is very obvious. And then there's not just so in that oceans, you know, in this ocean, what you call from Buddhist point of view is called samsara. You know? Lama he just said samsara. Lama is very teach. I keep watching his water video. It's kind of it's like almost like he's like chewing. Samsara. Yeah. So that's what is called. This ocean is called samsara. All kind of problems. So then within the samsara, you know, that's called ocean, you know. In that ocean, there's alligator. It's not, you know, first of all, it's wild. Wave is very wild, push down us back and forth. And in that ocean, there's alligator, three types of alligator. One alligator called suffering of suffering. Another one alligator, suffering of change. Then the last one is called, you know, very, like, hidden, you know. So see, we are in the same ocean. Why now this doesn't make sense? Why we, you know, we need to reach out. We need to reach out in love. We need to reach out in love, not out in anger, judgmental mind, or hatred. Doesn't do good. We all know here. We all know. So, so see, to catch fly, if you put vinegar, fly won't come. If you put sugar, everybody likes sweet, it will come. So see, this is just that, this just mother says the business card. You can spend months and months trying to figure this out, you know. If everybody understands this, fruit of faith is love. There will be no problems caused by religion. There will be no problems caused by religion. Everybody knows fruit of faith is love. See, if everybody knows the fruit of love is service. If everybody practices that, the fruit of service is peace, then that's, everybody will be peace. Everybody will be in peace. You know? So just want to share, you know. So see, need to think big. Think big. This is very, very important. No, we can't just. That's not how we reach the peace. Just thinking very narrowly. No, we think big. So see, everybody in this ocean has facing difficulties, all kind of difficulties. It's very much hidden, invisible. So. No, so when you take shower after that, you smell good. Doesn't mean you are good. You smell good. Doesn't mean you are good. Yeah, I do the same. You know, when I take shower, people say, "Oh, Krishna, you smell good." Doesn't mean I'm good. No, could be. No, I'm still, you know, thinking something major. So when the restaurant, when people ask, you know, do you need some water? Say, I'm good. So I'm good. So it doesn't mean you are good, but you are good. I'm not sure. So there means no need more water. So I'm good. So you know, you can't just guess, you know, people are wearing nice clothes, they look kind of clean, or they're probably happier. No. In this ocean, everybody has problems. Everybody has problems. You and me, everybody has problems. Therefore, there's a reason to be kind to each other, you know, to be respectful to each other, to be kind. Doesn't matter what they believe, what they do, what they eat, doesn't matter. You don't have to eat same thing. Otherwise, you know, you may end up drinking the butter tea last 15 years. Butter tea. So coming to Tibetan, listening to Tibetan monks. So I never ask you to drink butter tea. So see, it doesn't matter what they eat, what they do, what they believe, doesn't matter long. Just to understand, we are all in these oceans. Everybody needs help. whether that's visible, not visible, you can judge everybody's trouble, no? Unless we are completely free from disturbing thought. So, and another thing, like, the Applebee restaurant, Applebee. So they have like, every restaurant they put something there, some kind of advertisement. So that's the advertisement for dessert. It's called Ultimate Happiness. I did not found ultimate happiness. Went to the monastery when I was 7 years old, probably spent like 30 years there, did not find ultimate happiness. I come to America, then I found ultimate happiness in the Applebee. See, very, very interesting. Then you find all kinds of things. Last week they found some tea here, now it's gone. That's it for the stress relief, or there's something, the tea, yoga tea. So, I don't remember what it says, but anyway. So then I say, wow, this ultimate happiness. This, well, then underneath that's all kind of dessert. When you look around, doesn't seem like everybody enjoying ultimate happiness. So then I've been reading this book. Usually, last year, pretty much I just come here and talk without book. So this year I decided, probably should, based on some materials, you can also read. So this is called 7-point thought transformation. 7-point thought transformations. So, having good day, bad day, all of that, unless you have physical difficulties, then this is really physical pain, it's hard to be. Other than that, some day, there's no physical pain, and there's all kind of, not having good time, all of that. There's something is going wrong in our thinking. That's why thought transformation, or maybe tame, need to tame our mind. So one thing I remember, not in this book, Shantideva, Indian master, Shantideva, Koshiwala, graduated from Nalanda Monastery, what part? Southeast or North South, and I'm near the Buddha Gaya. Yeah, so I'm terrible with the direction. I don't understand direction at all. So I don't have direction. Anyway, the north part of India, so not far from the Buddha Gaya. Now you can only see ruins. It used to be like one of the biggest Buddhist universities in India. So Shantideva, he was graduated from there. And he wrote this book, Guide to Buddhist Way of Life. It has 10 chapters. Very 10 chapters, so many useful information, so useful. In the monastery, we memorize them. We memorize all of them. Monks, they remember that by heart. Many, many monks that remember by heart. So Shantideva wrote these books in around 8th century. 8th century he wrote this book. It's been translated. Since then, till now, it's widely practiced. In that book, so whenever I have difficulties, I turn to, or heavily rely on those kind of books, So, then there's some benefit, some benefit here, there's some benefit, if I can ease your mind, a little bit, it makes your thing a little bit bigger than just focusing on, one thing and one thing. So in that book, there was a Dunga Torde Semye Jans. Dunga Torde Semye. Dunga means suffering. Torde means desire to overcome. Desire to overcome. Even though we have desire to overcome from suffering, Dunga Torde Semye Jans, that's good. You, all you have, I have every day. Not just once a blue moon, every single day. we all have desire to overcome from certain difficulties, no? Dungani la ngomba ju. Second line. First, no, everybody understands dunga to this, and everybody has this desire to overcome suffering. Second line, dungani la ngomba ju. Willingly or deliberately going for suffering. Shalini said that. That kind of, you know, like, shocks you. Oh, I don't think I'm doing that, no? But we don't go for something that we know is painful, undesirable, difficulty. We don't go for that. We all know. But this thing much deeper than it's saying something. There's something is going wrong. Something is going wrong between our goal of our desire, overcome from suffering. Between that and process, there's something is going wrong. Something is going wrong there. That's what Shantideva means. Dunga to the same means Dunga Nilangomba juice. Deva Dejang, Deva means happiness. Deva means desire for happiness. Deva Dejang, Timo this. Rangi Deva Dada Jums. Even though you have desire to wish happiness, but unknowingly, you destroy your happiness like your own enemies. Maybe saying something important there. Need to pay attention. Oh. unknowingly. So, when you analyze every day, when you interact with the people, you see very clearly what Shalini was trying to say. You see very clearly. Unknowingly, destroying your own happiness, unknowingly. So that's why we need, you know, thought transformations. Huh? Am I making any sense? Oh, yes, thought transformations. So now here, this is the section that I'm going to read. We have a little bit time. So here, so I read this. So now we are in the middle of this textbook. Niji diba kovese, stingi changu lamdu jus. Niji diba kovese, so ne environment could be workplace, could be your workplace, no, could be your house, could be here at the Kadamba Center too, no? Could be anywhere. Environment in anywhere. Niji, chi means that then people or any beings in that environment, any beings, democracy. Environment, there's not really positive atmosphere, it's all like negative energy flowing around, no? So then beings, they are very much affected by that negative energy. Everybody seems like not happy, everybody has something to complain, nobody seems like very happy, enjoying their life like that. Niji dibakovese, tingye chanju lamdu juice, no? What will you do? What will I do? What will you do? Tingye, this is like all now, this is like tragic. This is tragic, right? This is tragic now. It doesn't have to be huge. This is tragic. Tingye, chanju, that's like enlightenment. Chanju means enlightenment, that's like the highest level of happiness. It's just called enlightenment. Thing is, miserable condition or tragic thing is, changchu means there's no enlightenment or high level happiness. Lam, path. Path to that. Yul means transform. What you are trying to transform? You are trying to transform this miserable condition or this tragic, you are trying to transform that into the path that will lead to happiness. Rather than fighting with this, you know, fighting with the tragic, miserable condition, rather than fighting with negative mind, it will not lead anywhere. It will probably make more, it will create more miserable. See, that happened, can you imagine if that happened between Buddhist monk, he's been monk 35 years, Buddhist monk, and the psychology, somebody who professionally tried to help other people's mind. Some of them, mental problem. The Buddhist monk, that's me. The psychology, that's my brother's wife. in Switzerland. When the problem occur, psychologist not being psychologist, monks not being monks. See, this happened too. This doesn't only happen to you, it also happened to Buddhist monk too. So see, Oh, just silly things, small things. It's not like, it's not big thing, you know. Disagreement between me and my brother's wife, who is Swiss, psychologist, you know. So, see, you know, where's Dharma? There's no Dharma. Where's teaching? There's no teaching. You know, when the belly is full, weather's nice, very sunny, everything's fine, I appear as a very great practitioner. Very peaceful, charming, calm. When something goes wrong, where that appearance is gone, it's way before gone. This is not real, it's gone. And what you see is now your real yourself appear, you know, all disturbed like that. So now this transforming this miserable condition into the path that hopefully will lead to higher level of happiness. So then I read some other quote, maybe they say, Niji debate with young and the media don't want to budge the language, there was a thing in London about change of. Please can read that in English. Another book.
Even if the environment and beings are filled with the fruits of negativity and unwished for sufferings pour down like rain, I seek your blessings to take these miserable conditions as a path by seeing them as causes to exhaust the results of my negative karma.
Seek blessing. You're crying out. Blessing. What is blessing? Blessing means change. Does you bless house? Does you bless food? Does you bless people? To change. There's a definition of blessing is to change, to transform. So you're crying out, asking to advise to transform my thinking. This is causing me so much pain. Please help me to think, to transform my thinking. That's what it means. Huh? Particularly when everything's like going down like that. See, you work for something, you have no time to build something, whether it's like, could be a house, and it could be like, anything. You work so hard, and you have this, image in your mind, it's going to be like this, and it's going to be like that, and it's like beautiful like that. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, everything's falling apart. What do you do? See, that happened part to your life, it happened in my life, it's going to happen in future. So what will you do? So then you compare with that, this piece of information or teaching, and your own method, then compare which is most beneficial. Transforming miserable condition into the path that will lead to higher level happiness. Not easy. Easy to say, but not that easy. But it can be done little by little. So what do you do? So today's best friend, you have been best friend many, many years, and today, few unguarded words, tomorrow that person becomes your worst enemy. What will you do? All your friends' truths against you, what will you do? To protect your mind. See, mind can do so much, believe or not. So this morning, I'll tell you one story. Sometimes, even though there's physical pain in your body, it's not just imagining, it's real physical pain. Because of your mind, you won't feel them. You won't feel that pain. Does not mean they are not there. It's there, but that moment you don't feel. Because you are so much focused on something. Your focus is entirely, all your energy, mental energy is piled on something that you don't feel this pain. So, give you examples. When I was young in monastery, when I was 16 years old, monastery, there's no television, no TV. Even though you want to watch something, there's no television. So, when I was 16, I really want to go to watch some movie. I really want to go. But it's impossible, the environment, that moment. So then every year, they re-elect one senior monk to be disciplined. Means that monk looks, try to discipline all the young monks, you know, to see. So so one of my own teachers was elected as a discipliner. So then you have to be super careful not to embarrass him, you know, if you're super careful. So one day he went out of the monastery to do some other business in other monastery one night. So me and my friend decided to go to a small town, watch a movie. So every evening, 6 o'clock, we have class, debate class. We have debate class. It lasts probably till 10:30. So there's a certain amount of time that you can think out. So we decided, no, he was not there. No, he, like, somebody substituted him, so we don't care. So he was not there. Somebody substituted him. We decided to run, so we just went. I have one, wear one T-shirt. This is all the second-hand clothes from Western country. All kind of T-shirt, all kind of things. Monks, we have to walk in the cornfield. Every year, 15 days, we have to grow corn, cut corn, all that, lot of work to do. So because of that, we have, you know, this clothes. Ran, you know, going then, you know, with the full of excitement, you know, got down there, so it takes probably 1.5 hours, you know, through the cornfield. All the field is like pop plow. All the plow, there's no corn, more corn is all plowed. But still it's not smooth, you know, it's like all kind of like kinds of root of the corn, upside down, all kind of this. We went there, watched the movie, then, you know, went to the one restaurant, eating something, so get a little hungry, so that we have to get back to on time. Otherwise, house, when you go to the house, there's teachers, you know, they will know that you are not class. So there's limited time. So we are eating there, so he's facing my friend. Now he's no longer a monk, he's in New York City, he's no longer a monk. He's facing inside restaurant. I'm facing towards the door, eating. We just order, so we finish. Almost finished our food. All of a sudden, one senior monk walks in from my monastery. My mind is body separated from that moment. Don't know what to say. You know, you don't expect that night somebody would just walk in. It's one of the senior monks. So we decided to lie. No, we didn't lie. So we said, you know, somebody escaped from our group. Some monks escaped from our group. So we are looking for them. And he said, yes, I know. He knows immediately. He knows, you know, that we are lying. So then, not long after that, then we beg him not to tell our teacher. Not to tell our teacher we came here to watch a movie. He knows right away. We just being, you know, like the. Anyway, so then we went back. Then you have to run very fast to the cornfield. Then barely get there, you know, so then you just pretend that you just come out of class, you went home. All of a sudden, when you sit there, so then after like 30 minutes, in your feet, all kind of burning sensation, that it's all been cut, all kind of cut by corn, like this piece of stone, maybe glass, I'm not sure, whatever. So that moment, you don't feel pain at all. When you relax, everything relaxed, then you feel, you know, that. So that's my own experience. So then he already told my teacher. So we are in big trouble. So anyway, so there's like one African American monk, the first one who came to our monastery. So he was in our class. So he speaks very good Tibetan. So now he's somewhere in Atlanta. He came here in Kadambasa one time, so he's in our class. So, so he knows very well about all these stories, because he witnessed. So then we, you know, big trouble with my teacher. So anyway, so I'm not going to talk about that. So anyway, my point is, like, you know, when you focus on something, I have no experience through meditation. I only have experience through watching sneaking out of the monastery, watching movie. So that moment is kind of amazing. You don't feel pain, but you know, doesn't mean it's not there, because your mind is 100% focused on how to get there on time. That's what you're thinking. Nothing else, you know. That's all. So see, so here, this sounds like quite difficult. How in the world that you can transform this miserable condition into the path that will lead to highest level of happiness? It doesn't sound right. It doesn't sound correct. But it will happen. It will happen. See, it will happen. So you need to think big. Think big. See, and what I said this morning, paying credit card bill. Paying credit card bill. I don't know if anybody pay when they pay credit card bill. Anybody pays with heavy mind? I'm not sure. But there's reason to be happy because amount is getting lower. Amount is getting lower, right? But we don't focus on that. But if you pay, if you're paying, the amount getting less and less, when you pay it up, feel good. So that's the analogy I use, but you know, it's hard, you know. In the first place, you should not buy too much. You should be more mindful, you know, what you buy, what you need. If you're being careless, not taking responsibility, buy, then of course, you know, the bill will pile up. So then, you know, your neighbor is not going to pay. If you expect neighbor to pay, that's unrealistic expectation. Because you need to take responsibility. This is all about taking responsibility. So sometimes people use the karma in negative way. You know, then it makes people more confused. You know, this is all about taking responsibility. This is information. Then based on that, then you, if you have any other method, then you can use and compare which one is better. Okay. So then, So the first question is, what will we do? The roof is leaking, the window is not closing properly, or car is not starting very well, or the kitchen there is kind of like, the sink is not working properly. On top of that, the kids are making a lot of noise. What will we do? And anyway, by the way, I have a lot of sympathy for all the mothers. So all the mothers, they create so much merit every single day, but intentionally, unintentionally, they create so much merit. So like, you know, taking care of kids is like required 24-hour attention. It's not just, even there's no 1 minute break. Imagine, I don't know how the mother does, you know, I don't know. So, right now there's one little girl, 2 years old, almost three, at our house. Minute she wakes up, no break. Just forget I'm saying prayer, just forget. No. Pray. very interesting. If they invest their energy into meditations, they will get enlightenment way before they go to kindergarten. Definitely, they will get enlightened way before they go to kindergarten. But it's kind of, you know, yeah, so the same thing also you can learn, you know, you can learn like, they don't take anything seriously. It's for everything, just, you know. So it used to be like that, now we become so sophisticated, so educated, everything becomes tense, you know, so probably sometimes needs to go back there, you know, to, we used to see things differently, huh? Doesn't matter. No. So now, like, so she says, everybody they walk, she says, hi. She has no fear, you know. She just wants to play. That's all she wants, to just play. So now when we grow up, we become tense and tense, more tense, you know, then it's hard. So anyway, so all the mothers, you know, even though you don't get a whole lot of time to practice meditations, I think you are creating a lot of merit. Lot of merit every single day. Service. Talking about Mother Teresa, you are reaching out in love with service. That's your service for the humanity. That's your service. Their child's well-being is very much dependent on you and parents, particularly for mothers. So then, working for that, you know, that's the contribution for the world. Contribution to the world. That's the, I think, that's the contribution for world, this contribution for world, that you are every day, you are doing so much, you know, that's why in Buddhism, you know, so in order to develop bodhicitta, the technique that one, the technique, the instruction that you use in the very beginning, you know, remembering, you know, to see every being is like mother, to see. You know, this is the closest being that we have in our, on this planet, that you feel very comfortable. To see this, how to open up your heart towards all living, try to see them like, how is it, motherhood? Motherhood in every being, you know, like that. So they recall, second, recalling their kindness. They sacrifice so much, so much. Oh, so much, they sacrifice so much. So, so all the parents here, even though you don't get a lot of time to meditate, please don't feel bad, because you are creating tons of merit. That means cause for happiness. Merit means cause for happiness. So you are just want to share that with you, okay? So then with that, I'll stop my blah, blah. Yeah.
So I'd like to thank the anonymous sponsors of this morning's Dharma Dollars and read their dedication. May all of the joyful effort that has gone into this fundraising campaign inspire people to connect with the Dharma, the Buddhist teachings about working with our minds. May this effort inspire people to engage with Kadampa Center as an institution that shares the teachings of the Buddha, and inspire people to financially support Kadampa Center in that effort. May sufferings be lessened and all beings reach enlightenment. And then, do you want to do dedication prayers?
Yeah.
So, in the Gold Prayer Book, we'll start with Shanti Deva's prayer on page 246.
This goes on. There's like, can I see the prayer? Please, one second. The first one. The first one, usually I say, you know, three times, you know, try to sing that into my, or sing in my heart, or maybe trying to say from my heart, you know. This one, they cover everything, you know. That's also known to the word says in here. It's my merit, you will say our merit. Our merit means our positive energy here, our positive energy. So then my, our merit, you should say our merit, oh, is my merit. Oh. Yeah.
May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of our merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be freed from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may they never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. And then if you turn to page 244, just back one page, then we'll do, we'll be switching back and forth between these two pages for the long life prayers. In the land encircled by snow mountains, you are the source of all happiness and good, all powerful Tenrezig, Tenzin Gyatso. Please remain until samsara ends. The one who mastered his speech at a very young age, the one with great patience who received the name Awatari, the one with great precision who spread the teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa on bliss and void, Lama, ornament of the Yellow Hat tradition, please remain until samsara ends. You who uphold the Siddur's moral way, who serve as a bountiful bearer of all, sustaining, preserving, and spreading Manjunath's victorious doctrine, who masterfully accomplish magnificent prayers honoring the three jewels, Savior of myself and others, your disciples, please, please live long. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha.
Thank you, thank you, thank you for coming, Central. Thank you, and have a nice weekend. Yeah.